This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it. It is 6 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday. I'm glad you're part of the program today and listening in. Michael Savage, you know who he is? Another talk show guy, right? Got the tar pounded out of him, apparently, during a visit to a restaurant yesterday with his toy poodle Teddy. Apparently, another patron took issue with him, started calling him Wiener, which is his actual last name is Wiener. Anyhow, I don't listen to Savage. I don't care for his program. Just my taste, and so it is. But I don't think the guy just got, you know, pummeled. Knocked down. Anyhow, he's pressing charges. Interesting thing. You know, you never know what we're willing to go through to come up here and talk to you every day. Of course, I might fight back a little bit better than Savage. I'm just saying, throwing that out there. So I was reading this other liberal rag, following a couple people on Twitter who keep claiming that this women's march that happened after the inauguration on January 21st, the biggest march in American history. And I'm like, I know it's not true, but as many of these things go, you know, it's not true, but you don't worry too much. But finally I went and looked just to see what the truth was about marches in American history. The biggest march was February of 2003, believe it or not, 15 million people worldwide on an anti-war march. The second biggest, 1982, 1 million people gathered in Central Park in New York City for an anti-nuke march. In April of 1993, 800,000 people got together for a gay rights march, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyhow, the march that attracted about 400,000 people to D.C. on January 21st, 2017, doesn't even make the top, ninth. I guess it makes the top 10, but not the top five. It just, you know, what's irritating to me is that people hear something said or see something written on Twitter or Facebook, and it's written by somebody that they like or that takes a point of view that they want to have, so they just go ahead and blindly accept it. You know, I have my opinions of the world, you may have noticed, and I share those with you because I have believed for a long time that you are entitled to my opinion. my mother used to say that. At any rate, about me, not about herself. But I'll go look at things, and if I'm wrong about something, I'm willing to take a different look at it. And I'm willing to correct it. You know, and I'm willing to... But here's something you're going to hear this morning. Obamacare is wonderful and shouldn't be changed. You're going to hear that this morning, even though we know that's not true. But here in a few minutes, I suspect you're going to hear that because there are big problems with Obamacare for a lot of folks. I'm one of the folks that got bounced off insurance 3 times. And my insurance costs more now than it ever did before. And so... so I have a problem with that. So anyhow, you're going to hear that. I just like to go out and correct things. You have the ability to go out and research and find out what the truth is today. And if you can't afford a smartphone or a computer, you've got a beautiful thing that's still out there called a public library. Yes, they still exist. And in fact, Michigan has lots of Carnegie libraries put together by Andrew Carnegie, who, of course, was a private individual who made hundreds of millions of dollars and shared. In the future, it seems that we won't be looking for 50 miles per gallon, at least not anytime soon, as Donald Trump here in Michigan yesterday said that needs to be rolled back, needs to be looked at. He pledged to review fuel efficiency standards set in place during the Obama administration, telling workers in Ypsilanti that his administration will ensure the regulations do not lead to job losses, and that's key. In fact, we had somebody, a couple of different guests here on the program here in the last month, said that's not even possible. Because what car companies do, They'll go build the SUVs and the pickup trucks and the big vehicles that Americans are buying. I saw gas yesterday, $2.15 a gallon. I thought, gosh, that's pretty cheap. And when gas is that cheap, people want big vehicles. They want room. They want room for the kids, the dogs, the groceries, or sometimes they just want to look cool, all right? And they like the bigger vehicle to look cool because there's a cool factor, right? So they've got all that going on. And SUVs and trucks are wildly popular, and little rolling coffins are not so cool to me. And you would agree. In fact, my son yesterday asked me, why are they fire trucks and why don't they make cars? Well, I had to explain to him the macho-ness of trucks and so forth, which is fine. Anyhow, so that's being rolled back. And speaking of oil and energy, this will create some more uproar on the left. A judge refusing to head off the imminent flow of oil in the Dakota Access Pipeline, likely clearing the way for operations to begin as early as next week. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg denied a request by the Standing Rock and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes to stop oil from flowing while the tribes appeal his decision, allowing pipeline construction to be completed. You know what's bizarre about this story is the relative lack of information that's actually been put out about the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline has been rerouted about 100 different times to avoid tribal land, to avoid to be anywhere near any burial grounds. The Owyhee Reservoir, that's been the focus of this conversation since the Dakota Access Pipeline story began. The pipeline doesn't even run under the Owyhee Reservoir. It was rerouted past that. It's nowhere near the water source. The people building the pipeline offered to build a new water source for anybody at Standing Rock. They'd put in new water source, you would never have a concern about fresh water. None of that mattered, which leads one to believe that maybe it had nothing to do with the Standing Rock Sioux and others, but maybe it had to do just with environmental activism. I throw that out there for your consideration because it just makes you wonder. And speaking of environmental activism and what Donald Trump is up to as we continue the conversation on energy here real quickly, the Trump administration planning to repeal Barack Obama's landmark 2015 rule setting standards for hydraulic fracturing on federal lands. Fracking, that is. Justice Department attorneys revealed the decision late yesterday in a filing with the Denver-based Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, where the federal government had been fighting against the oil and natural gas industry and conservative states to get the rule reinstated. It is the latest in a series of high-profile Obama environmental rules the Trump administration is repealing or working to change. So there you go, just getting rid of it. Earlier Wednesday, Trump asked the Environmental Protection Agency to consider weakening greenhouse gas emissions for cars, as we just mentioned. Trump has ordered the EPA to consider repealing Obama's clean water rule and will soon seek to undo the clean power plan as well, making it possible for coal-fired power plants to continue in places like Michigan and the upper Midwest. You see, energy is the key to our future. Sitting in the dark, the darkening is not going to help any of us. Sitting in the dark is not going to help any of us. That, I can assure you. It's 14 after. This is the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you this hour in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to businesses across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know you're on power.